Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 071 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on April 15th, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing levels and understanding. So here I am doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So this is an unusual show because I'm recording it on Sunday night rather than Monday. I'm just saying that in case there's some cataclysm tomorrow, and when you hear this podcast, you think it's weird that I don't mention it. Well, how can I if I'm recording Sunday night? How was your week? I hope you had a nice Passover or Easter or whatever time you spent last week. I took the week off podcasting, and it's a real good thing because you may or may not sense I'm a little bit nasally and a little bit throaty, because I had a dog of a cold for a few days last week. It was just brutal. It came and went quickly because I'm in pretty good health, but man, it was miserable. I'm trying to have the apartment as quiet as possible, but if you hear little shrieks in the background, that's our little Sealy boy who's not at all happy that the house is quiet and I'm recording. So pardon the shrieks. There's no parakeet brutality going on. He just would rather be here than where he is. So I hope your week was okay. Mine was great. I want to say hi and thank you to Luis in Australia for his emails. It was great hearing from you, dude. When you get to listening to this show, I hope hearing yourself mentioned makes you smile. And I do have a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick going out in the mail to you. I have to confess, our post offices are going to be murder Monday and Tuesday because it's the last 2 days to mail tax returns, so I probably will not mail your pick until Wednesday. Sorry about that. Pay no attention to that parakeet shrieking in the background. I wanted to give you listeners fair warning. I may miss recording a show the week of April 30th. My darling E-Rex is having a minor surgical procedure on the 26th, and although we are hoping all goes well, we can't dismiss how near death he was in November. So we're expecting him to be limited for several days, but in the event he needs care beyond just taking it easy, I may have to forego the show and only tweet it on short notice. So please be advised, episode 072 next week should be unaffected. It's episode 073 that may or may not be recorded and posted on time. Hey, Michael hasn't said anything about the scale studies I gave him, and for which I strongly urged him to use a metronome. Honestly, I don't know if it's because they're going fine or whether he continues to resist the metronome and is guilty and can't speak to me. I suspect it's the latter. I'll have to track him down. I saw him today very briefly, but we didn't exchange any guitar pleasantries, so I'll have to check it out next time I see him. One of the reasons I'm recording tonight is that tomorrow morning we have an uncharacteristic date for breakfast with Shanti, a former student of mine who is now a dear, dear friend. She doesn't have much time to play these days, but she always says she wants to pick it up again. I don't know if she's ever going to have time. Her life is quite busy. E-Rex is already licking his chops because we're meeting her at her behest at the Country Pancake House in Ridgewood, New Jersey. If you're local to Bergen County or northern New Jersey and you've never been there, you might really want to check it out. It's been a while since we were there. If you check out the menu online and it appeals to you, and if you like what you read, I can guarantee you it's going to taste even better than it looks. Of the three of us, I'm the healthy eater, and before I confirmed our date, I made sure I could get something that would nourish me, not just taste good. The menu has plenty of really healthy choices, so don't let that keep you from going. I will try to mix and upload the show before the end of the day tomorrow, but our early part of the day is going to be over at the Pancake House with Shanti, which will be so great. I don't think we've seen her since maybe January, and before that we hadn't seen her other than in the hospital when Ed was so sick. So, now, don't forget the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, is going to be shrinking to a much smaller permanent installation at the end of June. If you're interested in seeing the extraordinary array of Les Paul's creations, guitars, artifacts, and his actual workroom, get there. The museum is open Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you have a school group or other kind of group, I imagine you can make arrangements to have the museum to yourselves by appointment, as I did with my students. I don't think they did it just because I'm so special. I imagine they'll accommodate any group with well-stated interest. How are my DRs? Well, they need changing in the coming week or so. This week is way too crammed full of extra things besides my teaching schedule in real life. I probably won't get to it this week. Most of the day Tuesday, we will be attending a memorial for our beloved friend Dot, who died in January. It's going to be a very difficult day. I'm not looking forward to it. And more than that, I'm not looking forward to teaching that evening, but teach I must. That's about it for the intro for this week. Let's move along and get through the episodes. So up first, as usual, is going to be the student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there's only one student, and it's my brand new student, Shira. You did fabulously for a first lesson. I can see that Shira is musically inclined and has an artistic temperament. She's very perceptive and has a definite zeal to learn and do well. You go, girl. Several students were away this past week, and I think that is the explanation as to why the spotlight harbors only Shira. Arno, Mike, and Tipton were all traveling for work. Some school-age students were away for spring vacation, and some students who have a lot of Passover activities took the week off too. So cheers to Shira, the newest student in my schedule. Great work, young lady. I hope the rest of you will be aglow from the spotlight in coming weeks. With that said, let's move on to this week's question of the week. This week's question of the week is from Danielle, my student, who has posed many of our questions of the week. She's got a great inquiring mind and a very unusual way of looking at things, which generates a lot of questions. So this week she asked, is there some trick to knowing what a chord turns into when you play it with a capo at a particular fret? That's kind of how she phrased it. I can't believe my bird is screeching the way he is. He never does this. I think he's really jealous. Well, trick or shortcut? Not really. If you can calculate half steps, the change in the tonic of a chord based on where your capo is, you're in business. So a chord shaped like an open position C chord, for example, is actually a G chord when you capo it at the 7th fret and play it. Now, think of it this way. 7 half steps are a perfect 5th, or they're 3.5 whole steps. A perfect 5th, or 3.5 whole steps higher than C, is G. Now, if you think of a perfect 5th, G is the 5th note of a C major scale, and for just for the sake of being concise, a perfect 5th is the interval between the 1st and 5th note of a major scale, always. So that's one way you can calculate it. The other way is that if you calculate the half steps, it goes like this. If you calculate the whole in half steps. So C to D is 1 whole step. D to E makes it 2 half steps. E to F makes it 2.5 steps. F to G makes it 3.5 steps. Whichever way you figure it out, the results are the same. But clearly, Danielle, who does not use a capo that much, was not pleased with my answer. She has an interesting personality and a very interesting mind and way of thinking. She's extremely bright and extremely methodical. I would even go so far as to say she might be compulsively methodical. So she wants some way to dispense with having to do all that figuring, because the way she thinks, there would be far more steps than what I just outlined. She has her whole own way of looking at everything. So I think to solve her problem, I will just give her printed references that she can clip to her beloved circle of fifths, so she will be well-armed for her next adventure into capoing. Yes, I did just make up that word, but I think it's a good one. Thanks, Danielle. You're a great source for questions. If you are not one of my students and you have a question you would like to have addressed on this show, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. And it's all spelled traditionally, and in case you live your life texting only, I will spell it for you. It's guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that although my website is guitartechniquetutor.com and although this show is the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, the email address does not have tutor in it. It's just Guitar Technique. Please note, if I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. And I'm doing so even though I didn't use Luis's question that he emailed me from Australia this week anyway. I may address it at another time. I'm going to be sending him a pick all the way to Australia. So just because you're overseas, don't let that stop you from emailing a question of the week. That's it. Let's move along to this week's news. In this week's news segment, we have Fender's 2012 American Standards. And although it's not likely, if you're listening to this podcast, you don't know what an American Standard is, I'm going to elaborate just in case you're new to guitar and just stumbled across the podcast, or you play a genre that doesn't include electric guitar. An American Standard is the American-made Stratocaster of the Fender Guitar Company. Arguably, Stratocaster silhouette is the most identifiable electric guitar profile, even among non-guitar players. And Fender makes Strats in foreign countries, and then they make some here in America. And the American Standards are the Stratocasters that are made here. And I'm going to just give you a little bit of information about them. This is it. The heart of Fender and the four archetypical instruments that have rocked the world for more than a half century. The American Standard Stratocaster is the same great, best-selling go-to guitar it has always been, and now it's been upgraded with aged plastic parts and full-sounding Fender Custom Shop Fat 50s pickups. The latest iteration of their time-honored classic, it is the very best essence of Strat tone and remains a beauty to see, hear, and feel. New for 2012, American Standard guitars and basses are now upgraded with Fender Custom Shop pickups and other distinctive new features. Pure and simple, the latest U.S.-built versions of four design classics. Now, for you players who are familiar with these guitars, there hasn't been a major change. I mean, your scale length is still 25.5 inches, which for you people who are not here in America is 64.8 centimeters. That hasn't changed. The pickup upgrades are huge, and the pickups at the bridge, the middle pickup, and even the neck pickup are all Fat 50s Strat pickups. So interesting. I would like to play one and hear what the sound difference is. The pickup switching, I don't know if this is a departure or not. It's a 5-position blade. Position 1 is a bridge pickup. Position 2 is bridge and middle pickup. Position 3 is middle pickup. Position 4 is middle and neck pickup. And position 5 is just neck pickup. That might be standard. I'm not sure if this has changed or not. Now, unique features are new bent steel saddles with elongated string slots, copper-infused high-mass 100% metal bridge block. That is surely going to alter the sound. It'll be interesting. Thinner undercoat finish for improved body resonance, tinted neck, aged plastic parts, and so on. Now, if you remember when I carried on at great length about Les Paul's solid body guitar and its resonance because it was made of a single unit piece of wood, here it sounds like this whole idea of thinner undercoat to improve the body resonance is something not akin to what Les Paul was thinking of, but clearly there isn't a lot you can fiddle with besides the electronics on a fully electric guitar when there's no acoustics at all. So it's interesting that they're fooling around with thinners. There are a lot of companies that are changing their thinners, their undercoats and their overcoats and finishes, because even something as simple as a finish can have a great effect on the resonance of the instrument. If the finish or even the undercoat of the finish doesn't flex the same way wood flexes, there's going to be a compromise in the sound. So it's very interesting. I will grant you that these American-made Strats look a lot like their foreign-made cousins. The quality of the workmanship is the difference, and it's a difference that costs money. These classics are absolute beauties, and they come in at a price point, depending on what appointments you decide to have, between $1,600 and $1,700. This is surely not for every budget, especially in economically tough times. But if it fits your budget, this is the year you might decide to acquire a classic and iconic guitar, the Fender American Standard. It's a great guitar. Even if you don't buy one, you may want to go to a guitar store and play one, if there's a guitar store near you that has the American Standards as part of their offerings. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Note segment. My Take Note topic this week is a quick heads up to save a date. If you're in the New York metro area, save Saturday night, June 9th, for Les Paul's birthday party at the Trustees Pavilion at Ramapo College. Les Paul would be turning 97, and what better way to celebrate his remarkable contributions than to mix and mingle with admirers, musicians, hear great music, and have the opportunity to bid on some fabulous autographed guitars. The party begins at 7:30 p.m. They will be serving wine, hors d'oeuvres, and some light food. I wouldn't call it finger food necessarily, but it's going to be light. I wouldn't starve yourself all day and then go expecting to have a big dinner. It's just going to be a light food. In addition to the traditional auction of autographed guitars, there will also be a silent auction. Tickets to attend the event are $25. This celebration is brought to you by the Mahwah Museum, which is still hosting the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit. Although I don't have any direct knowledge, I'm thinking Rusty Paul will probably attend, as well as friends and perhaps Les's biographer, Michael Cochran, and no doubt some of the band members. I understand Louis Palo will be playing, and I'm sure he's not going to be the only person to give tribute to Les Paul in this way. The tribute concert I went to last September, the night before the exhibit opened to the public, was beyond extraordinary, and there were a lot of fabulous musicians there, including Louis Palo. And also, if you've been listening lately, Louis Palo is one of the members of the New Jersey Guitar Mafia. So it'll be just great to hear him play and hear people talking about Les. And I think in addition to guitars, there may be other things available for auction or silent auction as well. Now, if you can't attend and you live somewhere far away, raffle tickets are now on sale for the drawing on June 9th. You can purchase some raffle tickets. You can trust the people at the museum. If your ticket's chosen, even if you're not there, you'll still have the opportunity to get one of these fabulous prizes, or I should say guitars. The first prize is an Epiphone E-Series signed by Les Paul, Lou Palo, and many other guitarists who played with Les at the Iridium around 1989. The second prize is a Fender Stratocaster signed by Les Paul and Steve Miller in 2006. Again, the drawing is on June 9th at the birthday party. So keep it in mind, mark your calendars. It's a Saturday night, so a lot more people can attend. Sometimes the museum has been having gallery talks on Tuesday evenings, and I know that because I teach on Tuesday evenings and haven't been able to attend very many of them. So keep it in mind, Les Paul's 97th birthday party. I hope Google has the Les Paul app again on his birthday. Last year it was a topic and source of great delight for a lot of people. That wraps it up for this week's segments of the show. So let's go to the outro and wrap this baby up. Don't forget, the Les Paul in Mahwah Museum exhibit is going to shrink to a smaller installation. So see it before the end of June so you can drink in the huge collection in its present state. My DRs need changing again, but I probably won't get to them for a week or two. My plate is just too full. Here in New Jersey, we have had wildfire warnings almost daily because it's so dry and windy. If you're near me, check your hygrometer and humidify your axe. Dehydration of guitars is not just a winter problem. Congratulations, Shira, for excellent work at her first lesson. I was impressed. Danielle is asking about shortcuts to understanding what key she transposes to when she applies a capo and is reluctant to count intervals or half steps. I see a chart in her future. News from our friends at Fender is about the 2012 American Standard Strats. If one is in your price range, you can purchase a veritable icon of electric guitardom. That's the second word I made up today. I did just make that word up, but it seems fitting. Save the date, June 9th, for the 97th birthday bash for Les Paul at Ramapo College Trustees Pavilion, and your opportunity to bid on an autographed guitar from Les Paul himself. You'll also enjoy some food, entertainment, and mingle with a group of Les Paul admirers. It should be a great night. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 071 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining, including my parakeet. I will include links to everything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use yours, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I tweet to update anyone following me, and I retweet whatever else I read that's worth reiterating. On my homepage and on the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and/or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. Please note, it changed over the past month, so if you took it down a long time ago, that number is defunct. Please use the new number. It should end with 4141. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Thanks again, Luis. A pick will be on its way to you on Wednesday.